I do have something. I know that you voted a couple, it was probably 2 meetings ago, about the $10 fee increase for the K-boat.
Yeah.
Did that get to city council?
That didn't get to city council, yeah.
Okay. Is that gonna?
Yes.
Okay. So that's, you guys can afford that? Okay.
I was wondering if we should break it down like the other fees where there's a harbor usage. What is it? Improvement? Harbor improvement?
Yeah, right now it's 70-30, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. And I think that's, isn't that an automatic when that fee comes in?
Not with this, these, right now, not on these particular ones. Okay. Not on the K-boat, not on the Independence.
So the K-boat, which is the Constitution or Constellation, mm-hmm. that boat is getting charged per passenger $10.
Yeah.
And then.
Same time.
And then the.
That was a recommendation.
And that, and then.
You weren't
its
here,
sister
Sam.
Boat comes in, the Independence, and we charge how much?
That's different. They moor up to the dock.
I don't know.
Get a passenger fee, they get a dockage fee.
Right, but $10 for.
Well, because that's what all of the other passengers that are tendering in are paying. And Richard's rationale, and Richard, may I remind everybody what you said?
Go ahead.
So what Richard said is, we'll put $10 before the council, and the council will do what they always do, which is cut it in half.
Yeah, one concern about it being too high is it's one, it's, they don't need a Coast Guard approved dock to
That's
land.
Right.
Right.
So they could
right.
end up going to a marina, so it could end up.
And it's 170 passengers.
Matt, when
well,
the
I'm talking. House, I'm talking about tendering.
The Independence.
Yeah.
Tendering. Yeah.
Stay.
For at the dock.
Yeah.
I think it's around 1,200 or so.
And there's 175 passengers.
No, these are the smaller boats.
Mm-hmm.
It's 100 passengers.
100.
They end up paying more per head. But that's because they're paying a dock fee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just trying to see how
yeah.
that works out.
So right now they're paying nothing.
That's right.
Hmm? Well, they're paying the dock fee.
They're paying the dock fee.
Well, I mean the one that...
No, right now they're paying $2 per head.
Yeah. And they do use the south dock quite a bit. They come into Sharp sometimes because it's closer to the
right.
anchorage.
So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the main point was there's no ordinance about that type of vessel.
Correct.
No,
they're
kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
The fee schedule didn't capture it well.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. correct.
So they're going to pay more than the Independence does, and they're anchoring out.
Yeah, that seemed odd to me.
But again...
Yeah, well, I mean, whatever. It's, you know, whatever you guys want to do. Just
see again, Richard.
$10 hasn't materialized yet.
Yeah.
But
well,
we haven't sent it to council, have
No.
we?
Yeah. So if people want to rework it, I'm fine with that. If people want to keep it, you know, use Richard's argument, which...
Mm-hmm. Well, if Richard if Richard's argument proves true, then I think it's probably about right. Because
yeah.
I think they have a minimal impact on town. I mean, part of the $10 head fee for the big boats is because they impact the town, so we're charging them for the. Mm-hmm.
Also, Matt has to be there to
yeah.
No, yeah.
And
provide the security.
The Constitution. I don't know if people notice when it's here. It doesn't really have an impact, but they should be paying something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they're right now paying two.
Taxpayers shouldn't yeah. be paying for people to recreate yeah, from away.
Are we paying for those 150 people right now? I don't think we are.
I don't want to pay anything.
You don't want to pay anything for them. So what do people want to do? No to the 10, $2. It's at $2 now for the K-boats.
I was thinking go ahead and charge them for the harbor improvement, and then on top of that, whatever, in case they do end up going to a private landing.
Are they paying to use the landing with the tenders?
$2 a head.
No.
That's it.
Yeah. Plus trash, they pay us for trash.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They bring in a lot of trash.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Five seems like it should be halfway in between.
That's what I thought initially.
But I was thinking, or feeling, maybe you need to break it down into two, just in case they go to a private. We still
okay.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, too.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming. So we've got $4. You think $4 for the harbor improvement.
Plus whatever.
Plus, what would the plus whatever be?
What is the plus in your thinking?
Well, seven sounded good, so it would be three.
Okay, and the three would go to?
With the other half.
Harbor, waterfront, the city, yeah, basically. The city. It doesn't go into the harbor improvement.
Okay.
Black
hole. So $4 harbor improvement, $3 harbor waterfront.
Yeah.
Matthew?
Seven. Sure.
So, okay.
And other boats like the Whirl, some of those opera boats, is that what they're called? There's a smaller class of cruise ship you can get in every once in a while that uses the inside anchorage, same as the Constitution. So they would fit into this too.
Are they a Cape boat? Have I seen them since I've been here? I don't remember seeing them.
I don't think so.
Are they registered in?
Some of them are private. Like the World is a private condominium boat.
Yeah.
Wow. It
travels around the world.
They've been here once. Haven't
they? They've been here twice.
The World.
So you rent a condominium?
You buy it.
That's funny.
Their own suites, and you just need to boat all over the world. And they vote on where they want to go, and they voted to come to Rockland twice.
Yeah, that's more cool. Crew than they have passengers.
So the World, so do we want to make that a separate?
What we're talking about is this K-class.
K-class, yeah.
Well, in the K-class one, it's not.
Which we were calling medium-sized cruise ships.
That's right.
8 years ago. Yeah.
Good memory.
A K-boat is U.S. registered, right?
Medium. Yeah.
Medium. Is that what? So it wouldn't be a K-boat if it's an international.
I don't know. Yeah. I'd have to get into the Coast Guard regulations on how it's documented.
So for the World, we'll just put the world aside for a moment.
I don't have them on the radar yet.
Yeah.
So.
And we'll,
Pearl Seas
as
comes
we need.
In sometimes.
Correct.
Pearl Seas is
I think
four.
That's on this summer
that's
and next
foreign
summer.
Registered boat.
Yeah. So he has to provide security for that.
Well, she's foreign registered, but she anchors inside.
And she requires a 105.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So for tonight's purposes, we'll just deal with the K-boats.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The World will address at a different point.
Okay. The World will address at
the World
point.
Will wait. The World
and that would
will
be
wait.
K-boats that anchor out, not tie up.
Right.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so we've got that done. Any old business?
Was federal anchorage on here again? It's not tonight.
It isn't, but we can talk about it if you want. It's up to you.
Well,
I thought we pretty
it's
much.
Meeting,
you just mentioned
the last
it's
meeting.
It's awfully big, and also, my proposal was to put it east of the shipping lane rather than against Owl's Head. I know there's better protection from weather if it's right up against Owl's Head, but those big boats don't need protection. I mean, we could have them set out. You know what I'm talking about?
East, you mean north of the shipping lane?
North of the shipping lane.
North. Yeah, behind the breakwater.
Behind the breakwater, which is usually where the Navy puts their boat anyways.
That's right.
May as well put them all in the same spot.
So with
and
that...
Then,
the Navy hasn't been putting the boat up there.
No, they've been putting it more towards Elsa.
Yeah.
We don't want anything over there. That's for Charlie.
Because of the lobsters.
Where is there more gear?
More gear, you know, north of the...
Is the north side has more gear?
Well, you know, essentially where they want to put it now is all right, but they want to bring it all the way across to the Hat of Autumn, the 60-fathom bottom, 60-foot bottom there. And I don't think it needs to come all the way across a channel like that.
What
no,
would you
I
like
it should
be?
They should be one side of the channel
half
or other.
Size or what yeah. it is.
So you think half the size? Okay.
If they have one at all, I don't think we need one at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. Well, what we will do, because again, this is going to be a separate discussion, which I do believe we'll be able to get in, because there will be public comment mm-hmm. on the federal anchorage, and the community will weigh in, and I'm sure the city will weigh in, and the Harbor Commission at that time can make
well,
their recommendations.
Point if they say no, right? I mean, they come up
with that. But the Coast Guard has yet to take public comment. And that includes public comment from state officials, that includes public comment from the Harbor Commission, public comment from the city and the community.
Fishing, too, it says.
Say yeah. again, Richard?
Fishing, too, it says.
And the fishing.
Yeah, the Coast Guard may not approve it at all.
That is correct.
And so there wouldn't be a problem.
That is correct. Yeah. That is right. That is
then
why.
It's a moot point.
Right.
When the Coast Guard does open it up for public comment, I think that is when we as a commission can weigh in and give our...
right. Or if they even do, is what they said.
Yeah,
to
if.
Us. They may not.
So they might not even move forward with
that
this.
That is correct. So. We're aware.
So.
Well, there's, you know...
We're hoping that it's a...
So it may actually be a moot point, but if it does come up and they do want public comment,
right.
The commission...
Might want to hold a special meeting just before it or something.
We could, yeah, we can always do that, sure. Any other old business?